welcome back to Regionally Speaking. I'm your host, Dee Dotson. The Lake County Convention Center is a proposed large-scale convention center that is currently under consideration by the Lake County Board of Commissioners. There are two main proposals vying for the location, one in Gary near the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, and another in Hobart near Patriot Park. In 2023, then as a state senator, Gary Mayor Eddie Melton crafted Senate Bill 434, creating the Lake County Convention and Economic Development Fund. The fund was designated for convention center creation, the Blighted Property Demolition Fund, and revitalization of the Gary Metro Station to complement the South Shore Double Tracking Project. Joining us now is Matt Schufert, president of Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana, to share more on how a convention center could bring economic development, job creation, and increased tourism to Lake County. Matt, thank you for joining us today on Regionally Speaking.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Since the closing of the Star Plaza in Maryville almost a decade ago, there has been this void of a premier multi-purpose entertainment and large-scale event space complete with world-class lodging and amenities afforded in thriving communities like Northwest Indiana, particularly here in Lake County. Your venue, Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana, hosts some of the biggest entertainers year-round and is one of the most visited gaming establishments in the Hoosier State and, dare I say, the greater Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana area. Presently, you do not have the lodging amenities. You're with us today to discuss the proposed Lake County Convention Center, a collaborative with the City of Gary, which I might add is garnering a lot of buzz and a lot of interest. Can you give a brief overview of the proposed project?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me today, and I'm very excited to be here to talk about, you know, a great opportunity for not only, you know, the City of Gary, but for all of Lake County. So we're very excited to partner with the City of Gary on our proposal to bring the Lake County Convention Center to Gary, to specifically to Hard Rock's footprint. You know, we've established partnership between City of Gary, Hard Rock, and AECOM, who is a major developer of convention centers, stadiums, those type of facilities, to come up with a proposal that we think is definitely superior and definitely the right next step from a convention center perspective in Lake County. It's about 145,000 square feet facility that would be built next to a hotel that we would build. So basically how it would work is the City of Gary, in partnership with Hard Rock and Lake County, would build 145,000 square foot convention center. That convention center would be built by utilizing state matching funds. The state of Indiana, in last year's legislative session, had a bill passed that allows for $100 million to be provided to Lake County in the form of a 20-year, $5 million year matching grant. So if there's a community in Lake County that can come up with $5 million for 20 years, the state is going to match it. So the City of Gary is going to contribute to that. Hard Rock is going to contribute $1.5 million a year for 20 years toward this project in order for it to be a part of the City of Gary and our campus here at Hard Rock, Northern Indiana. Separate from that, we're going to develop a 300-room hotel solely paid for by Hard Rock. And what's unique about this proposal is two things. One, you know, Hard Rock will be the operator and be the operator on behalf of the county and the City of Gary. This is, you know, we are in the convention business in other cities around the world: Las Vegas, Atlantic City, Florida, Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic. So we do conventions, we do trade shows, we are in the hospitality business. So we would be the operator on behalf of the county and the city. And, you know, this is being funded from the City of Gary solely by gaming taxes and local development agreement taxes solely from the Hard Rock. This isn't going to be something that is paid for in the back of Lake County taxpayers or City of Gary taxpayers. This is being funded by the gaming taxes that we're paying to the state that come back to the city in conjunction with, our $1.5 million over 20-year investment in the convention center, plus our $120 million plus investment into the hotel that will connect to the convention center. We feel that this is going to spur some additional development around this area. There's a developer who's already committed in writing to develop two additional hotels, two additional restaurants. So we just think it's a great opportunity to bring a tourism booster in the form of a convention center that Lake County desperately needs, that's going to be a real shot in the arm to all of Lake County. Just think about bringing hundreds of thousands of convention and trade show goers to Lake County on an annual basis, and they need to eat, they need to stay, they need to get gas, they need to shop. All communities in Lake County will benefit by bringing this convention center here to Gary.
Matt, I had the opportunity to sit down with Gary Mayor Eddie Melton for an in-depth interview last fall, and he went into great detail about his plans for what he calls a Greater Gary, Indiana. And during that conversation, front of mind for him, as we discussed opportunities for economic development for his beloved city, was the prospect of building a much-needed convention center in Lake County in his backyard. And as I shared at the start of our conversation, as we recognize that there are in fact two proposals vying for the location of the Lake County Convention Center, share why your organization believes Gary should win the bid. And to that point, share why your organization independently invested $50,000 for commercials and advertisements, signaling your full support of the project.
Sure. Well, first, there's just our proposal that the City of Gary and the City of Hobart has a proposal. So it's just going to be up between those two proposals. So I think there's a few things that I think lend our site advantageous. I mentioned the fact that this can get paid for via Hard Rock's commitment, via the gaming tax that Hard Rock is committed to, without having to raise any taxes or take any or create any burden on the Lake County taxpayers. Hard Rock, in many other jurisdictions, like I mentioned, is in the convention center and trade show business today. This is what we do. We provide hospitality. We provide a great hospitality experience. And this site specifically, I think our location is key. It is off of a major interstate, 8094. It is has close proximity to Midway Airport, Gary Airport, South Shore Rail, 8094, like I mentioned, over 200,000 cars pass by our venue every day. And our location compared to so many other amenities and so many other cities that are going to benefit, whether it's the town of Griffith or the town of Munster or Hammond or whatever it might be, these are people who will visit this Lake County Convention Center that don't live here today. And, when they're here visiting, they provide certainly an economic boost. And we just think that based on the things that I mentioned, the Hard Rock site is superior. We felt, to answer your last question in regards to us spending some money to advertise our proposal, we wanted to create awareness. There were so many people in Lake County that just didn't know that the Lake County Convention Center was on the table. So we just wanted to do our part, not only showcasing, our proposal, our partnership with the City of Gary, but just to create awareness for Lake County residents and Lake County voters that, listen, this is an opportunity for the county to get something that, it's been wanting for years. The state of Indiana is putting up $100 million, which has never been put up before, to build this facility. We just wanted people to know what opportunities exist, what the City of Gary and the Hard Rock proposal looks like, as well as to really showcase a lot of the great things that are happening within the City of Gary. Mayor Melton and his team have done a remarkable job since he's been in office, just continuing to make life better in the City of Gary, continuing to clean up blight, to fix streetlights, you name it. Certainly, Gary's had its tough times in the past, but those are well behind us. And we want people to know that City of Gary's on the right track. Hard Rock is in the convention hospitality business. You mentioned we've been the number one revenue producing state in the casino, almost since we've opened 4 years ago. And we just think it's a win-win for all of Lake County should we be selected.
As you shared, there is a long list of endorsements for the convention center to be built in Gary. Now, Matt, as we wrap up our time together today, it's important to share with our listening audience that according to state statute, the Lake County Board of Commissioners have until May 31st to make a decision on the location of the proposed Lake County Convention Center. Where can our listening audience learn more about the proposal that you set forth, as well as any additional information?
We have our website is lakecountyconventioncenter.com. It has all of the details there in regards to the City of Gary and Hard Rock proposal for the Lake County Convention Center. It has an area there where you can get your questions answered, a place to send a letter of support to the Lake County Commissioners on our behalf. So lakecountyconventioncenter.com has everything you need to know as it pertains to the City of Gary and Hard Rock's proposal for the Lake County Convention Center.
Matt Shuford is the president of Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us today on Lakeshore Public Media.
Thank you, Dee. It's been my pleasure. Have a great day.
You're listening to Regionally Speaking on listener-supported Lakeshore Public Media. The Calumet Township Trustee's Office will present a Spring 2025 Safety Net Symposium titled Building Stronger Communities Together on Wednesday, May 21st at Marquette Park Pavilion in Gary, Indiana. The event is dedicated to enhancing the collaboration, awareness, and solutions around critical support services that uplift the most vulnerable residents in Gary and unincorporated Calumet Township. Joining us now to share more about this exciting event is Calumet Township Trustee Ty Atkins. Trustee Atkins, thank you for joining us today on Regionally Speaking.
Thank you so much for having me.
Trustee Atkins, I want to share with our listening audience that you are closing in on the first 100 days of your first term as Calumet Township Trustee. I want you to take a moment to share with our listening audience a bit about yourself, your career as a public servant, as well as what led you to your current role representing community members in unincorporated Gary and Calumet Township.
Sure. So it's hard to believe that 100 days have came already. So thank you for bringing that to the forefront. A little bit about myself. Born and raised in Gary, Indiana, have participated in the civic engagement of our community for the last 6 years, actually. Formerly served as the president of the Gary City Council, representing the 4th District. For 5 years, I was actually the vice president, and so had a lot of leadership experience during my tenure there. I'm also a member currently of the Gary Economic Development Corporation, serving as the chair. And through the duration of both of those experiences, I've developed a kinship to focus on champion fiscal oversight, economic development, and community-based initiatives. From an educational standpoint, I have a BS in industrial management and industrial engineering from Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. I did pursue my MBA as well from University of Wisconsin in Madison, Wisconsin. And more recently, I actually obtained certification in municipal finance from the University of Chicago. So my background from a fiscal and civic engagement perspective is that, but I also have a lot of corporate experience working in various different industries and in supply chain management, as well as engineering as well. My service came about 7 years ago when I moved back home due to family reasons. And after the passing of my mother, I was looking for purpose. So I went on an internal surge of fasting and praying and asking for guidance in terms of how could I fulfill what truly was my purpose. I have done a lot of work in corporate America and had accomplished all of those goals that I had set for myself, but I did not feel fulfilled, right? And I felt that I was led to lead. Came back home to Gary, Indiana, had time at that point to kind of get involved in the community, and was motivated to use my corporate experience and talent that I had obtained to help my people, in a sense. And so I was successful in running for office in 2019. The people of the 4th District of Gary, Indiana, supported me tremendously. And I led with heart, I led with grace, and with passion as the representative of the 4th District in the City Council. And so that's how my story from corporate, I would say, to civic engagement came about. But I do ensure that I utilize and leverage both of those experiences in my leadership today.
Trustee Atkins, take a moment to share with our listening audience more about the Calumet Township Trustee's Office, including the types of assistance and year-round services that are offered to community members in the City of Gary and unincorporated Calumet Township.
So Calumet Township, as the Office of the Trustee, we are charged by state statute to provide and render service for those who are in need based on their hardship situation at the time. We have various service assistance programs that range from rental and mortgage assistance utility payment assistance, food vouchers, medical and prescription aid, barrier support, as well as traveler's aid. In addition to those, we do also add support from uniform assistance. We do provide uniform vouchers over the summer for those students who are in unincorporated area of Cal Township, as well as the Gary Civic City. And lastly, we do have transportation support based on the need and requirements of eligibility. Those individuals who are interested or who are in need of any of these have access to our case management staff by coming to our main office at 610 Connecticut Street in Gary, Indiana, or by calling our office at 219-880-4000.
Trustee Atkins, I want to ask you, because we've heard the term safety net used quite frequently in the last few years, particularly when the discussion is around marginalized communities. But for our members of the listening audience that may be unfamiliar, can you take a moment to share what a quote-unquote safety net, and in this case, safety net community is?
Sure. So the term safety net is more so used in the arena of social services. So a social safety net, it is a system of program services designed to support individuals and families that are facing hardship. And so in this instance, as it relates to Calumet Township, we would develop a social safety net to ensure that we had a collective effort to help with things such as housing, food, medical needs, emergency support, all aimed at making sure that people do not fall through the cracks when times get rough. And so that is our charge as we relate it to a social safety net and the definition as well.
Now, you're here with us today to share all of the details about an exciting upcoming event that your office will be holding. That event is titled the Calumet Township Trustee Spring Safety Net Symposium. I should share with our listening audience that this event is free and is open to community members as well as stakeholders. It'll also play host to breakout sessions as well as panel discussions. Can you take a moment to share more about this curated event?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about hosting this event, and it's actually a series, right? It's a symposium. The spring session is taking place next week, and then we'll have a follow-up to this session in the fall that will take place in October. But let's focus on next week. So next week, we have a convening of social service providers, thought leaders, and local stakeholders who will be discussing the strengthening of the social safety net in Calumet Township. Our office thought it was critical to take a leadership perspective to create a space where these service providers can come together to address the most pressing social needs in the region. And so with Cal Township's proactive leadership approach to this, we'll try to break down the silos and drive solutions and convene the stakeholders to make a respective social safety net to service the community of Calumet Township. To your point, we do have those presentations and panel discussions that will be taking place. They will be themed around collaboration and innovation. Some of the topics will include housing accessibility and affordability, sustainable solutions for assessing fresh and nutritious foods locally, strategies to prepare and connect residents to meaningful employment pathways, as we look at these as being the critical pillars to the lives of the residents, not just in Calumet Township, but in the nation as a whole. And so we're looking forward to, being the catalyst of bringing these core entities together. And I'd like to highlight some of those speakers and organizations that will be there will be United Way of Northwest Indiana, the Sojourner Truth House. We have representation from Indiana University Northwest Department of Sociology, as well as the Center of Urban and Regional Excellence. And lastly, the Center of Workforce Innovation. And so we hope that the public, as well as community partners, nonprofit organizations will come and join us for this engaging activity. And we also are looking forward to, again, having subsequent conversations to actually drive the findings that we look to obtain next Thursday at this event.
And again, I do want to reiterate for our listening audience that this event is free and it will include free breakfast and lunch. And so that is just so exciting to hear. Now, you know, I shared at the start of our conversation that you realized the first 100 days of your first term as Calumet Township Trustee. And I just want to ask you, what is your vision for the future of the township?
That's a great question. You know, I think that we are setting the tone where we want to increase accessibility and the responsiveness of the role of the trustee to the public. That is my vision. And we have taken action to do some of those initiatives or incorporate some of those initiatives to tackle that, as well as to elevate the township, right? So sometimes I feel that township government is the unforgotten level of government, but it is, in my opinion now, the most needed, effective level of government. our administration has taken action on two things to kind of support the preliminary vision that I have, one being that we are looking to become partners with a charity tracker, which is a software supported by the United Way of Northwest Indiana. It's a helpful tool that is used to track assistance and actually help us elevate our ability to make referrals to other organizations, to package a more complete product to our constituents who come to us for needs. So I mentioned some of those programs that we have here, but there are other corporate partners and nonprofit organizations that have complementary services that can provide a complete product to those individuals who are experiencing hardship. And so this software will allow us to kind of communicate with each other. We're one of many townships who are a part of it, and we're looking to be a part of it. Currently, there are four other townships that are a part of it, plus about 100 different nonprofit organizations who talk to each other and communicate. So that's one thing that we look to do to enhance and elevate our service strategy to Calumet Township residents. Another thing that we've implemented recently, starting this upcoming Monday, May the 19th, we have went back to a 5-day work week here at the township. And the reason why we felt that that was intentional and needed is because it was a deliberate move to ensure that our residents can receive services when they need them the most. So one of my key initiatives that I spoke about in terms of the vision was to increase accessibility and responsiveness. And which better way to do that? By having more hours and being more accessible to the public when they are in need. And so those are two things that we're looking to do, and we're looking to just modernize our operation from a whole. And so we recognize, you know, the importance of being available, being accessible, and we want to do our best to ensure that we restore the public trust in township government.
Now, Trustee Atkins, before we wrap up our time together, at least for today, I want to ask you, I know you shared earlier, but if anyone would like more information on how to tap into assistance and resources that are available from the Calumet Township Trustee's office, how can they do so?
A couple of ways. Definitely visit our website, which is calumetcwp-in.gov. Follow us on social media at facebook.com/Calumet Township Trustee. And lastly, come visit us. We would love to see you in person here at our main office, which is 610 Connecticut Street in Gary, Indiana. And our number, again, is 219-880-4000. So we would love for members of the public who are just interested in learning about us or who are in need to access any one of those platforms to learn more about myself, Ty Atkins, Calumet Township Trustee, my staff, and our administration and mission to service Calumet Township.
I did want to share again, this exciting symposium is free and open to the public, but you must register for the event, correct?
That is correct. If individuals are not able to access the internet, because we know we have some seniors in our community who do not leverage the internet as much as we think that they do, feel free to call our office and we could get you registered. A member of our staff would love to help and support you with that. So again, reach out 219-880-4000 to register for the event for next week.
Trustee Atkins, before I let you go, I do have to say this. I am just so grateful for the opportunity to chat with you today, to obviously to learn more about you and the work that you and your office are doing on behalf of some of our most vulnerable friends and neighbors in the region. And so we thank you for all of the work that you're doing, connecting community members with resources, as well as serving as a liaison for community members and organizations as well. And so, again, we thank you so much for all of the work you're doing, and we thank you for joining us today on Lakeshore Public Media.
Dee, I thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the support in this leadership role. I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to highlight the township, myself, my administration, and our staff. It's a pleasure to serve the public.
And that's it for Regionally Speaking for this week. Thanks to our guests, and we'll be back with you next week with an all-new show.